some rare original prints from a man who's considered to be one of the world's most famous photographers, as well as a legendary environmentalist, are going on public display in Ventura County this week. The California Museum of Art Thousand Oaks is presenting some of the works of Ansel Adams from the collection of a Ventura County photographer and businessman. But Larry Jans is much more than a collector. As a young aspiring photographer, he had the opportunity to meet and study under Adams.
He had been my hero. I was a young photographer in high school. That's where I learned darkroom work. My dad knew him from the 20s. Dad and Ansel, who were about the same age, were pals in Yosemite. Did a lot of hiking, a lot of skiing together. I didn't know that. There I am in my little bedroom with Ansel Adams posters everywhere. And I was doing miserably in school, except in photography, where I was pulling straight A's. Dad bribed me by saying if I could get my grade average up to a solid B, he could arrange for me to go to the Ansel Adams Summer Workshop, which was legend at the time. It worked.
Jans went to three of the workshops, but Adams said no to the young man attending a fourth. He instead offered him an internship.
My enthusiasm made up for my ignorance. On the third workshop I went back to, He gave me a big swat on my back and said, "You are as enthusiastic as a muddy puppy and equally as clumsy." So muddy puppy has been my nickname ever since. It's going on my tombstone.
Jans would return many more times over the years, up until the time the photographer died in 1984 at the age of 82.
Over the course of time, as he aged, he was more interested in his autobiography and things. And so I had a very close friend, a woman named Andrea Gray, who was his assistant. And she would call on me all the time if Ansel needed some help. I helped him print moonrises quite a few times because he had announced that he was going to stop making prints for sale, and he was expecting maybe 50 or 60 orders, and he got like 500 orders. He'd do the dodging and burning and all the manipulations from the negative to the paper, and then I just running him through the soup.
Jan says even though Adams was a legendary artist, he was incredibly patient and kind to aspiring photographers.
We would be in a class, in a critique session, where the students would bring their prints in, and he would critique them, and that was a terrifying thing to have the great one critique. He never criticized. His habit was when a photograph would be up on the easel, he'd look at it and look at it and look at it and look at it, and he would find what was special about it. He'd open with a huge compliment.
Jans had the opportunity to collect a number of iconic original prints like Moonrise Hernandez, New Mexico. California Museum of Art Thousand Oaks Executive Director Tish Greenwood worked with Jans to pick several for the new exhibition.
We actually do call it a sampler in a way because it's a great survey of his works, the most iconic, in particular Moonrise. But there'll be other works here that most people will recognize. Half Dome, El Capitan, Snake River. Every one of his works are pretty fabulous. But I really wanted to capture the essence of Ansel Adams and why he's such a significant player in the history of art and photography.
The exhibition is called In Focus, Ansel Adams, Highlights from the Lawrence Jans Collection. Jans says he's excited to help the museum give people the opportunity to see some of America's most famous nature photography via original prints.
These photographs have been seen and seen and seen and seen in publications, and it's a rare opportunity, I think, to be able to see one in person. To see something live up close and in person, with only a piece of glass in between, after having seen it so many times in so many other formats and in venues, you know, it's like meeting a rock and roll star. I hope also that they realize that this is a precious place that we live.
Jans is an accomplished nature photographer himself, and some of his works are also on display in the museum's galleries.
I was just compelled to get out into nature, into the magnificent places.
The new exhibition opens Thursday, February 21st. The museum, which is open noon through 7 p.m. Wednesdays through Sundays, is on the second floor of the Oaks Mall in Thousand Oaks. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.